Hey everybody, welcome to the Morph Grid. This is Jake from the future. I am currently recording this at 6 o'clock in the morning. On the morning this is supposed to go out, so hopefully this doesn't sound like the worst thing you've ever heard in your life. What you're about to hear are two tangents that we went on during two relatively recent episodes that I saved specifically to show now. By show, I mean present, because you can't really see it. It's audio, it's people talking. So, yeah, so I hope you enjoy. Oh, one last thing. Our website is morphogrid.tumblr.com. You can email us at littleidiots.morphogrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphogrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphogrid. And finally, we are on iTunes. If you guys want to leave us a rating or review to kick off season 2, that would be real sweet, real great. Be your best friends for life. All right, on to the episode.
I like how that tracks.
Right, it makes sense.
I like Zelda a lot.
Everyone's like, oh, there's so much water, and now they turn into birds. That's what Zelda nerds sound like.
That's what a lot of different nerds sound
like.
Well,
that's a lot of different nerds. But that's, I mean, there's a lot of Zelda, and Zelda, like, look, I could do a Zelda podcast today if we figured out what to do with it.
How to make it work, yeah. No, I could.
Because Zelda is, like, my favorite game series. It's not my favorite game. But it's my favorite game series.
It's one of my favorite universes created within a game series. Yeah.
I have a lot of problems
with
it.
That's a weird qualifier that I just put on it, but it's fine. I have a tattoo, so like I really like it.
So, yeah, exactly. I have a lot of problems with Zelda, but it's mostly recently.
The only problems I have with Zelda is it's motion control now. Deal with it.
Well, they're getting rid of that for Zelda U.
I don't want to play any game like that.
Right. I don't want to exercise. I want
to
play.
It's not even that exercise because you don't have to really move. But like this thing, I'm like wiggling my wrist.
He's
around.
He's waggling.
Yeah, that was how you played Twilight Princess.
Right.
There was no motion, and then they added the 1-1, to Skyward Sword. But it's still like,
that's
not what I want in a video game.
I like the waggle controls from Twilight Princess.
I don't. I traded in the Wii version and bought the GameCube version.
I'm coming down on the side of liking the waggle controls because it was just like slash around, stab forward. You know, it wasn't like you need to be precise. With Skyward Sword, it's like if you screw up a little bit, you're going to get blocked and then you're going to get hit because you're not on the dot, you know. And then like my guy, Zelda. Oh, God. I just called Link Zelda.
I think we might have to cancel this podcast. I think the Morphin Grid is over because you called Link Zelda.
I have to get to the post office so I can mail my nerd card back to Nerd HQ. I almost did it again.
Link.
I don't even call him Link. My Zelda is never Link.
3 times in a row without you.
Who am I?
You worked 3 days in a row, I guess.
I know. My feet hurt.
Feet hurt, so now Link is Zelda.
Link. I don't call him Link. Not the point, though. I've called him a different thing since I was like 7 or 8. So that's just what he is. He's Burn to me. Don't worry about it. Burn spelt like the Nitro Girl, Terry Fire Burn, like her last name. I don't know why. Can't explain it.
Is it Y-R-N-E?
It's B-R-Y-N-E.
That's Brian, what you just spelled.
B-Y-R-N-E.
That's the staff, right? You get
that's Burna.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Close. That would have been your staff if you...
Yes. But anyway... My Link looks real stupid in Skyward Sword because he runs around with his sword pointing up in the air. He's trotting around all doofy. And then
mine did the same thing.
And then I couldn't beat the first Skull Tula in the Forest Temple. I could not beat him. I could not get him to flip around. And I literally quit. And I haven't played since.
I watched the Let's Play of it. There's one part. There's like a switch and it's an eye. And it follows your sword.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I just got to make a circle.
Right.
And I did that, and it didn't work. I was like, that's stupid. What do I got to do? And then I tried a bunch of other different things that also didn't work. But you have to be so, like, your circle, I think, has to be a certain size.
Right.
And you have to be, like, it can't be an oval or whatever. And like, yeah, I don't know. I got it, but then it just, it killed the whole game for me. Because that was the first temple.
Yeah, oh, my game was killed earlier than that. This is getting, turning into a Zelda cast, but this is probably getting cut. This is probably turning into
Was yours killed during the flight training?
Almost, because that
took an hour. But when you watch a Let's Play, they do it in a minute.
It's just like a minute. He's just like, boop, 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 got it. Oh, I gotta do it again because that's the way the game goes. Boop, 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 got it again. For me, it took me like 45 minutes because I'm bad at flying birds and my bird is stupid.
I guess.
I got a bad bird. The thing that killed it for me was you walk near a Sheikah stone and it goes, hey, buddy, I'm a Sheikah stone. If you ever have any questions, just come ask me. Here's no mystery anymore.
I'll show you how to play the game.
How to play the game.
If you die enough, I'll play
it
for you.
And then it rockets off, which used to be a, like the gossip stones were the most intriguing part of Ocarina of Time.
Yes.
There was nothing more mysterious than that. And that's what I loved about Zelda is it was a mystery game. Like, not a mystery game as in, like, who did it.
Right.
You know, it was Ganon.
But
Ganon.
It just, it had all this stuff about it that you is never explained.
Right. That you just have to live with and figure out for yourself. But in this one, like, it was like, I'm a Sheikah stone, first of all.
Yeah.
That's what I am. If you ever need any help, come talk to me and I'll help you play this game.
Because in Ocarina of Time, they never say that. They're called gossip stones.
Yeah.
But like...
Because if you have like you see one, they gossip to you.
You see one, right? And you can target it and it's green, so it's not threatening.
Right.
So you're like, all right. So you target it and then you can't talk to it.
It just gives you the time.
You can't do... Only if you hit it. You have to hit it with your sword and it'll give you the time. You can talk to it with the Mask of Truth.
But then it just
but the only hint that you can even do that is that the pattern is the same. So if you're not paying that close attention, you're not going to know. And then like, you hit it and it'll tell you the time, the in-game time.
Yeah.
Because there's no clock, real-world clock in it.
Right.
And if you bomb it, I think it rockets
it'll
off.
Rock into space. There's a couple other ones. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it does a couple other things.
But that's it. It does those things.
And then once you get the Mask of Truth, you go find all of them, and they're like...
They just tell you dumb little things.
Weird things that are just mysterious. It tells you gossip about the game from inside the game.
It helps create the world of Ocarina of
Time. Skyward Sword, I don't understand how that game is first. It doesn't make any sense to me. Also, it's about the Master Sword, like getting the Master Sword. But it already starts off a magical, mysterious sword.
Right, so now we need an origin of what that sword
is. It should have just been a regular-ass sword.
Yep.
But instead, nah. But maybe mention it. Maybe put it in there somewhere.
I am afraid that the movie is going to take itself too seriously to mention the monsters coming from a cookbook.
It's probably going to take itself so seriously the monsters are going to come from a gun.
Gotta get the right bullets to make this monster out of guns.
She shoots monster bullets out of the gun-o-matic.
I think that I'm dead.
Oh, Power Rangers movie.
That would be kind of cool as, like, part of, like, a different season.
Yeah.
Like, there's a machine that's, like, a cannon, and you load a bullet into it, and then, like, depending on the settings or, like, the kind of fuse, it fires out a monster to Earth.
That would be neat. This would probably be like just a gun that she puts a bullet into and shoots.
She shoots a Power Ranger in the head with a monster.
With a monster. Boom. Oh, Billy's boom. Dead.
Death and blood and guns. Yeah.
Cars and guns and butts and stuff. Power Rangers the movie is probably going to be about cars and guns and butts and stuff. So just make our peace of that now.
I don't think I can do it again.
Do what again?
Watch a bad movie about a thing that I like.
We're going to watch it.
I don't think I can if it's bad.
We're going to watch it. We're not going to see a Ninja Turtle sequel,
we'll
but we're going to watch this
We'll see what
this
the first
one.
Promotional shots look like. I'll reserve judgment.
See who they cast.
Then.
I have some good ideas because I don't want... like everyone is talking about... Oh, we're going to get off track. I might cut this and do it later.
Whatever.
But... everyone's talking about, like, Jennifer Lawrence as Kimberly, Liam Hemsworth as Jason, Andrew Garfield as Billy. And I don't want famous people as Power Rangers.
No.
Because when I see Jennifer Lawrence, I'm always happy about that.
Right.
But I always see Jennifer Lawrence now. Like, I can, like, I look.
Like, you can't see Jennifer Lawrence and just... like, remove that's Jennifer Lawrence
like,
and see
like
that as Kimberly.
I love the Hunger Games. Like, the books, the movies, I love them. because I'm a 16-year-old girl. We talked about this.
Right.
And they're amazing. And Katniss, I identify with a lot because of her main quality is big sister.
Right.
So, like, I get that. I'm on board with that. When I see Katniss, I still go, man, Jennifer Lawrence is pretty. And then I'm back in. But it's still that second. Or it's like, I'm going to go see the new Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Right.
I don't want to see the new Jennifer Lawrence movie. I want to see the new Power Rangers movie.
Here's what they need to do. They need to just do an open casting. And they need to get a bunch of people who aren't necessarily, like, supermodels. But, like, still look like what I'm trying to say. Whatever I'm trying to say.
Good-looking people?
They're still good-looking people.
I don't want them to look like adults. But
can also do all the fighting and stuff.
Well, like, here's the thing about
get
that.
Get a Red Ranger that knows karate. That is like a black belt in karate. Right?
Here's the problem. I'm worried we're just going to end up with Troy again.
But we might end up with Jason again.
Jason's not great at acting. Here's what I want, right? Because with TV shows, especially with Power Rangers, they needed to be able to go immediately. They're like, if you can't karate or gymnastic or dance, don't show up. Don't even bother. Because we're filming in 4 days. So right. You need to be ready. With movies, it's like, okay, we're going to cast you. Now you're going to go learn rudimentary gymnastics. Now you're going to go learn how to fight. And we're going to choreograph everything. Not like you need to be able to fight so you can like so kind of make it up as we go.
Right.
You know? So like, I'm a lot more willing to just cast good actors. Like have them just cast good actors. And then go from there. Like, I would like Kimberly to be Michaela Maroney, who you will remember probably from Not Impressed Gymnast Girl.
From what?
From the meme.
Oh, yeah.
This is her face.
Okay, yep. Okay.
I'll link a picture in the show.
That would be great.
Because she's an actress now, and she's not bad, but she's also a silver medal gymnast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Get people who are attractive, but not like supermodel attractive. Because like, we're good-looking guys, but we're not supermodel good-looking. You know what I mean?
No, we are
like,
not.
Because that takes out a lot of...
I shave my beard. I feel like a baby. I feel like an ugly baby.
And just, like, even Jason, like, is a good-looking guy, but is not, like, a supermodel right. Like Troy is. And the difference... Because, yeah, Jason's not a great actor, whatever. The difference between him and Troy is that Jason has a lot of character and, like, just natural charisma, even if he's not a great actor, that Troy is just this void model.
Troy is literally a model. Like, he's a model who also knows karate, but he's a model first. The guy playing Troy is a model. And
Troy is Megaforce Red, for those of you who don't know.
He's a piece of wood.
Yeah.
He's basically made that. He's Pinocchio, but without any of the cool nose-growing powers. I would like Michaela Maroney, maybe Jeanette McCurdy, who played Sam on iCarly. I like if they just like mined like Nickelodeon and like Disney Channel for like the good actresses and actors. Like there's the guy on the Disney show Kick It is not a great actor. He's an actual karate guy.
Whatever is like iCarly. And that era of Nickelodeon television is like where
that's where
I fell off.
My little brother liked Kick It, probably still likes Kick It. I don't know, but we're kicking it. I don't know. But that like the guy isn't he overacts because Disney Channel is like girls are good at acting, guys overact. You're all dumb and you overact. That's how guys are like on Disney. I feel like maybe that's just a Disney mandate, and he might be a good actor, but he's also pretty charismatic, not a bad looking dude. Knows karate.
Right.
So, like, those are checklists. That said, if they want to cast a cute Asian girl who can just, like, learn how to murder people to be Trini, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to have any background in it. Car's back.
Whatever.
Good thing this is a bonus. This is a tiny little Bobo. So, I don't know. Those are my feelings about it. I don't want Tommy in it at all. I want no Tommy until this. It maybe like I want a Green Ranger tease at the sting, maybe.
it'll just be JDF again. He'll just be Tommy.
He'll just walk in as a high schooler, full of tattoos that are all covered, and he's enormous and like kind of wall-eyed now. Oh, that'd be bad. Don't put Jason David Frank in anything above a cameo capacity.
Just, yeah, put him in there as like. a karate teacher or something.
Right?
Like, just because he's still like the best at karate.
He's still super good, but never the best actor, as Dragon Warrior will attest. And
oh, I own that movie now.
Yeah, on Blu-ray.
Yes.
We watched it on purpose. And like, he's not a great actor, and he's not certainly not good enough to carry a whole Power Ranger movie. And a Power Ranger movie about one ranger is flying in the face of Power Rangers. So I don't want that. I have a lot of not wants. I want it to be cool. Just make it cool and fun.
I just want it to be a fun movie that like takes itself just seriously enough.
1990 still, Ninja Turtle movie seriously.
Still lets itself have a good time.
Yeah.
That's the only criteria, really.
Yeah. Here's my dream directors, right? The guys who made the Lego movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because they also made 21 Jump Street, which had good action in it. Right. I don't particularly care for Channing Tatum or Jonah Hill, so like, there's that. But Lego Movie was amazing. Mm-hmm. So you mix the two, right? You just put them together. You get good action and lighthearted fun. Boom. Perfect movie. Let me write it. This is not going to happen because they're already writing it. Let me write the sequel.
Okay. Ay, 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 ay.